Good day to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and we are glad to answer your question this week about what do you do when you find yourself in the middle of chaos, in the middle of not knowing what to do, what to say, where to go, how to think. Our answer and recommendation is to be still. When the whirling is happening and you feel like you are beside yourself, that you are spinning about and full of fear, come back to your central core and be still. The central part of your being. This is where the God that created you and your spirit reside, in your human beingness. That is the place of peace and calm and comfort and answers. We know that it is quite seductive to go following the chaos and the fear and the what ifs and the I don't knows and the I am not up to this challenge. I cannot do this. All of these voices in your head that are false. They are not the truth of your being. As you align yourself with God and with your spirit, be still. Breathe and experience the quiet, the silence, the openness that comes when you ask to be in this place. And then ask the question, what is the best and highest action for me to take, or comment for me to make, or note to write? And the answer will come quietly, simply. You must be open and receptive to God's guidance. It is the very best that you can ask for. Your mind will tell you that it is the best and that it has the answers. And if you will just let it spin about, that it will come back to you with answers. But it is a limited mind. It is a small mind compared to the mind of God, which is infinite, all-knowing, and also intimate with you and what you need in every moment. Be still. We recognize this is not a popular idea in Western culture. In fact, it is quite the opposite. Western culture applauds fast moving, accomplishing, achieving, overdoing, over amplifying, more, more, more. So it is for you to feel this and also to discipline your thinking. As we said, it is quite seductive and it is rewarded in the Western culture. But the idea of be still is ancient for all traditions, for all religions, and it is about being still and listening to a greater intelligence, a greater love, greater wisdom than what the human mind can offer up. As you are able to do this, dear ones, the situation may change in the outpicturing, or it may not, but you will experience a deep sense of peace and knowingness about what it is for you to do next. And it may be for you to simply be still and to do nothing. We ask you to try this week, practice as if you are in a training. And this requires you to watch your thinking and to watch the dynamic of the thoughts that begin to gallop with fear. Always they are fed by fear, and they are running away with you. You are in charge of your thoughts, of your thinking, of your mind. It is part of your design. You are not a victim of your mind, of your thoughts, of your emotions. So try this week. It is a simple idea to be still. And for those of you who are familiar with the Christian Bible, be still and know that I am God. This is the greatest comfort, the greatest presence, the greatest peace, the greatest wisdom. You are embraced in this loving Father, Mother, God's embrace. Be still. We thank you for your question this week, and we ask you to take this out for a drive. Try it out in any situation, large or small, and continue to work with this and see how it brings greater peace and equanimity and gratitude to your life, to your being. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.